These are the Daily Tech headlines for Thursday, December 28th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Apple has resumed Apple Watch sales after a U.S. appeals court temporarily paused the ban imposed by the U.S. International Trade Commission. Sales in select physical Apple stores started Wednesday, December 27th, and online sales were resumed by 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates in his year-end letter said artificial intelligence is about to accelerate the rate of new discoveries at a pace we've never seen before. Gates believes that work in AI done over the next year will set the stage for a massive technology boom later this decade. A key priority for the Gates Foundation in AI is ensuring these tools also address health issues that disproportionately affect the world's poorest, like AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. China-based smartphone maker Xiaomi unveiled its first electric vehicle, the Xiaomi SU7 sedan. The new EV will come in two models, the single-motor rear-wheel drive SU7 and the dual-motor all-wheel drive SU7 Max. Pricing is still a few months away, but Xiaomi claims the SU7 Max will have 497 miles of range on an 800-volt high-voltage charging platform, which adds 136 miles of range in just 5 minutes of charging. The base model SU7 will have 415 miles of range with a slower 400-volt charging platform. Volkswagen-backed Chinese automaker Jack Motors is set to launch the first mass-produced EV with a sodium-ion battery. Sodium-ion batteries have less power density than their lithium-ion brethren, but cost less, have more abundant supplies, and provide superior cold-weather performance. The new sodium-ion battery cars will be branded under the Yak Motors Yiwei brand launched earlier in 2023. Jack Yiwei EV hatchback deliveries will begin in January. Amnesty International has confirmed Apple's late October warning that Indian journalists' iPhones may have been infected with Pegasus spyware in a state-sponsored attack. The initial warnings prompted a forceful counter-narrative from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, with officials publicly denouncing Apple's findings, though they never confirmed nor denied the use of Pegasus. Amnesty Security Lab findings of Pegasus on prominent journalists' iPhones in India lent more credibility to Apple's early warnings. In the wake of mass defections of companies advertising on the social media platform X, professional social networking site LinkedIn has made new inroads into the digital advertising market, with higher demand driving up prices on the platform as brands seek to reallocate spending. The Microsoft-owned platform saw estimated ad revenues rise nearly to $4 billion in 2023, up 10.1% year-over-year, with an expected 14.1% increase coming in 2024. According to the Financial Times, streaming services are headed for a major shakeup in 2024. Netflix is profitable, but most other streaming services are not and have more than $5 billion in combined revenue losses in the last year alone. Netflix's rivals are looking at a slew of cost-cutting measures, mergers and consolidation, and potentially exiting the streaming market altogether. Wang Haifeng, chief technology officer at the Chinese internet company Baidu, said the company's ChatGPT-like Ernie bot has garnered more than 100 million users since opening to the public in August after a partial unveiling in March. Analysts at the time of the partial unveiling said that Ernie bot was underwhelming, but releasing so early did give Baidu a first mover advantage in a market that has since become crowded with dozens of players. According to a ranking published Thursday by SuperClue, Ernie bot leads all Chinese chatbots with a score of 79.02 points. Roscosmos, Russia's federal space agency, announced that it will continue partnering with NASA on International Space Station crossflights through 2025. Crossflights involve putting crews from multiple countries onto the same spacecraft. Roscosmos intends for both Russian and U.S. representatives to be on the ISS at all times and believes continued crossflights will maintain the reliability of the ISS as a whole. And finally, Android Auto is getting an update where Google Assistant will summarize your messages. Having an independent message or two read to you in their entirety is fine, but multiple messages, especially busy group messages, can quickly become annoying or even distracting. Using AI, Google Assistant can now summarize these messages, keeping you more focused and less annoyed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.